Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Femme Fatale podcast, a podcast where we talk about all things psychology, mindset, and occasionally dip into pop culture and current events, and you know, just talk about how we can become the dream versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Lauren, and if this is your first time joining, welcome. It's great to have you here, and this is a great episode to start off with. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back. It's great to have you too. We are on episode 10, girls. That is incredible. I am so, so thankful for all of you tuning in every week to listen. And speaking of this week's episode, the idea for this week's episode kind of just came to me. I was feeling very inspired. We're discussing the feeling of being in a waiting stage or a transitional period that often comes after a major life change, like graduation, and kind of like this feeling of now what? And it wasn't the original topic for this week either, and usually I make some sort of plan of what I want to talk about, but I firmly believe that when creativity strikes or when we're suddenly given a really good idea, we need to follow that inspiration. I just feel in many ways when we get inspired to create or act on something, we receive that inspiration at the perfect time in our lives for whatever reason that may be. Maybe we have the insight for it right now or the courage or the right words to say. And today I'm going to do just that and kind of feel into that flow state and just see where it takes us. So this week we're talking about when life starts to feel like we're suspended in a sort of holding zone. Like we're waiting for life to happen, or we're waiting for the next big thing, or the next major point of direction. Maybe it's waiting for your dream partner to come into your life, or waiting for your dream job to appear, or just simply feeling stuck and not knowing quite what to do with our lives anymore. The best way I can describe this feeling is like a sort of purgatorial experience, or like when Rapunzel and Tangled is singing that one song. What is it? Oh yeah, When Will My Life Begin? What a good movie, you guys. I would totally live in that tower, by the way. Like, out in the woods. As long as I had a way out and see the lanterns. Anyways, back to the point. This is a very common feeling for a lot of us, especially in our early 20s when we've just graduated university and we no longer have that, like, direct path that we've had in our lives for the past 12 or 16 or even 20 years. And I think there's a lot to be said about the benefits of structured learning and education, not even in the academic sense, but in the learning of time management and even inspiration and discovery and all that good stuff. But one major critique that I do have for formal education is that it does a very poor job at setting us up for everything afterwards and like life in general afterwards. Think about it. When we were in school, our days were super structured in a way where we felt productive every single day, going to class, meeting deadlines, and we had like a built-in social life. We had clubs and activities, and we always sort of had a clear goal, whether that be the next grade or like the next level. Then once we graduate, some of us go to college, but once we're done with that, it just all kind of drops off. And we've conditioned our minds to find value through academic successes, which we are no longer exposed to. Our friends from school have since moved on and out across the world, and we no longer have that sense of structure or set clear goals. Maybe even some of us have moved back to our hometown or back in with our parents, and we're left in a stage of what's next? A lot of my friends have deterred this feeling by continuing on to higher education like grad school and PhD programs, and many have moved cities or moved abroad. I myself was eager to get my first post-college job and start using my degree, but all that eventually wears off and the novelty and the excitement of a new beginning goes, and then you're left again with the now what feeling. For me, I had a little bit of this feeling after graduation, but I really got my first post-grad job right after college, and I was already working in the field during college, so I kind of just went into it, and now it's been 1 year since I've graduated college, and I feel like it's all starting to catch up with me now. And I know that it's the end of August now too, and many people graduated this past spring as well. And as we begin to end summer and enter autumn, I think a lot of us are like subconsciously expecting the sort of safety net that school was in the fall, And now that we've graduated, that sort of safety net is no longer there, whether we realize it consciously or not. And I think that's a huge trigger for post-grad spiraling and post-grad depression. Of course, if you are listening to this episode and you have not yet graduated, or maybe you're feeling like you're waiting for your life to start, or for a separate reason that doesn't involve academics, this will all still apply to you as well. Like maybe you just had a big career shift or moved somewhere and got married or divorced or any major life change, and you're still just kind of thinking, now what do I do with my life? What happens next? I want all of you to know that that's a completely normal feeling, and that literally everyone experiences this drop of adrenaline from accomplishing something and then living in the aftermath. So I hope that this can be a spark of light and a beacon for you to help you find your way through a very foggy and cloudy time. I just want to start off by saying I am so proud of how far you've come already, because if you're feeling like, now what? That means that you've just accomplished something very, very big, whatever that might be. So I think it's very important to take some time to celebrate what you have accomplished. You don't have to start thinking about the next steps just yet. I know that's like the first thing that everyone says to you when you finish a major chapter in your life. You always hear, what are you going to do next? What's the future look like for you? And that can be extremely stressful because it kind of sets the precedent that we always need to be doing and succeeding and moving on to the next best thing, which is not necessarily a healthy perspective to have, and it's definitely not sustainable. We are human beings, not human doings. And we don't need to put this pressure on ourselves constantly to be achieving more and more. It sets us up for a toxic dopamine hit pattern where we get these major lows when we're not achieving something big every day. I think it's important to be mindful of the fact that you don't need to be successful now. Especially in our 20s, we're expected to be working our booty off this decade, getting ahead, starting a business, paving our own path. We're expected to do more in our 20s and 30s than we are in our 50s and 60s, when we should already be living out the life and careers that we created for ourselves when we were hustling in our younger years. It's incredibly easy to get caught up in that narrative, but what I think is important to remember is that many of the famous people you know didn't become famous in their profession until years of work and much, much later in their lives. The time for success will always be there. This mindset shift becomes easier when we are able to celebrate where we started and how far we've gotten. If you've just graduated school and are applying for jobs right now, you probably are doing a whole heck of a lot of reflecting on what you've done to build up those resumes. And to be honest, I really hate the idea of resumes too, because it's really just another way to put another being into a box and quantify something that should be qualified. Like, you don't know who I truly am. You only know what I do. But for real, let's take the time to learn how to separate our identity from what it is that we do to who it is that we are, and to find our value in that. Definitely easier said than done. I can go on and on forever about this stuff, guys, and don't even get me started on the issues I have with standardized testing in our education system and the way that creativity is diminished in our society. Oof, that would make for a long episode. Anyways, do take the time to recognize how far you've come. And if you're getting rejected from jobs after you've graduated, please don't take it personally. I mean, you don't even know if it's a real person on the other end of the application sorting system or not. A lot of times they're just using AI these days. They don't know all the amazing qualities that cannot be fully encompassed into a sheet of paper. And how can it, right? You are a whole and complete and beautiful and unique human being, and not to be made to be described completely on one black and white piece of text. I think when we're feeling lost and confused and having this post-grad lull in our lives where we just don't know what to do next or which direction to take, I think it's an excellent opportunity to take advantage of that kind of slow period that you have in your life now. I mean, it's very rare that you even have an opportunity to have some reflection time. Your busy life is always going to be there for you. Let's be honest, when are we usually not busy, right? We're always doing a million things a second, all the time. So when we do have that chance to not do anything, I think we can find a lot of value in that. And it kind of brings us into a really tough and toxic cycle to break out of, because once we do get these sort of like lull periods in our lives, it's super stressful to have to figure out what are we going to do with it next. And it feels wrong to have those rests. But how I see it is that this is a perfect time to take advantage of the lull in our lives. of this very vulnerable time. During this kind of lull period in our life, we should learn to begin to rediscover ourselves. We should take this time of rest as an opportunity and find the productivity in taking rest and taking care of ourselves and realizing that to learn about ourselves is such a privilege. Find out what you really want to do and who you really want to be without the expectation and confining factors of academics or family. I know that we are so used to getting our identity from the things that we do and the people that we associate ourselves with. Growing up, the people that we would associate ourselves with most of the time was, of course, our families. I know for me personally, I had a lot of trouble finding myself after moving away from my family because I constantly felt grouped together or tried to live up to what my parents wanted for me. Same with school. In school, if you liked music, you were a choir kid or a band kid. If you played sports or did art, that was your identity too. And I feel for a lot of us, especially those of us who were empaths, are highly sensitive people, that we are so outer focused and hyper tuned into everyone else's feelings and what everyone else wants, that we find it hard to become introspective and really take a look at what it is that we want and what our own identity is. Being so aware of other people's needs is often a trauma response and a survival tactic that we used when we were young in order to keep the peace and to avoid conflicts. We learn to walk on eggshells around others and become versions of ourselves that the adults and authority figures in our lives wanted. Now it's the perfect time for us to do some deep inner child work and let our younger selves know that we're safe and that we're allowed to take up space now. We're allowed to be our own person. I remember after I moved out of my parents' house after high school, someone close to me at the time asked me what I truly wanted, and I remember being honestly stumped. I didn't have the answer for that. I genuinely could not think of anything. Like, my mind was completely blank. And that's the only way I can describe it. I literally had no words. And I'm only saying all this because I'm sure many of you listening right now can relate. I think it's a process that we all go through when we have a huge identity transformation, when we make the shift into our 20s and early adulthood. That's why it's so normal to feel a bit lost right now, when we don't have our crutch of previous identities that were given to us by school, by our parents, by our friends, to lean back on. That's why it's so important now to feel into this lull after a major change at graduation to really rediscover who we are and start building our own identity all on our own. And I know that can be a daunting task when you don't really know where to start. What really helped me sort of piece together what I wanted for my life after college was finding people who inspired me. Many of us aren't lucky enough to have some sort of mentor that can help pave out a path for us to follow. We have to do it ourselves. But finding someone who you want to be like and looking at what steps they used to get there is honestly the next best thing. I've discovered a lot of creators and thought leaders in my field that I aspire to be like. They're giving all the talks that I want to give, writing the books I want to give, and helping others the way I want to. I then kind of reverse engineered their process to get where they are today, which gave me some action steps that I could do to start working my way to these new goals and dreams. It's important to note, however, that everyone's journey is going to look different, so don't let that discourage you. Think of finding inspiration in thought leaders and influencers as Pinterest boards in human form, and you're kind of using it as inspiration to create your own dream life. Speaking of which, vision boards are a great way to begin visualizing your dream life. It takes a lot of the stress off of trying to figure out what exactly it is that you want to do next because you're just finding fun, cute little pictures of how you want your ideal life to look like. You don't have to give yourself guidelines or anything. It could be just pictures of food that you want to eat or the places you want to travel, how much money you want to make, what pets you want to have, what are some of the hobbies that you want to pursue, and just focus on those little things first. Once you've added a lot to your board, you can start to piece together a pattern. Like, for example, maybe you have a lot of pictures of art and painting, and that can show you that you might want to pursue something creative. Or maybe you have big stages and singing and cameras, so maybe you want to pursue something in film or the music industry. I think what's really important to remember at this time in our lives is that we should be trying everything and anything. It's okay if you don't know if you'll like something or that you've never done it before. This takes time. Take this time, post-grad or post-major life change, to try a whole bunch of new things. Take local art classes, pottery classes, photography classes, try a dance class at a studio. I recently went to a heels class in my city, and yes, it was awkward at first, but honestly, I ended up having so much fun because everyone there is honestly in the same boat as you. They're trying out new things too, and probably feeling just as awkward as you are. You can go to a conference in your industry or in a completely different industry. Go to clubs in your city. I joined the astronomy club in mine last year, and now I really want to learn how to take space photography. Go out and travel if you can. If you want to explore Europe, go do that. Don't wait for someone to go with you either. This is a time in our lives where we need to start to learn how to do things on our own and stop waiting for our friends or family or someone to go with us because they might never do so. And by waiting, we're robbing ourselves of new personal experiences and chances of self-discovery and growth. This is the time to try new things. Another thing that you can do during this transitional time is focus on bettering yourself in some way. Whether that's going to the gym every day, or taking a class in a subject you're interested in, or going to therapy. That's a good one. Take the time to heal yourself. If you're ready, do some deep shadow work and inner child healing. And lastly, but certainly not least, use this time as a break. Take rests. Do self-care. Really take care of yourself. You've come a long way and you've accomplished something so big and life-changing. It might have been hard, and you might still be experiencing some of the hardships that came with such a big change, and that's okay. You don't have to have it all figured out now. Take this time to just be. Taking the time to be present with ourselves is so crucial, to just learn more about who we are. If we want to build stronger connections to others, we must first learn to understand who we are. There's a saying that goes, we can only meet others as deep as we meet ourselves. An analogy that I like to think about is kind of like the ocean, and we're all swimming around in this big ocean of existence. And some of us live deep, and some of us live in the shallows, and some of us are able to dive in between. And to be able to do that is such a blessing, but we can only reach those depths if we can reach them within ourselves first. And be like a lantern fish and shine our light when we're swimming around down there and find our own meaning and be able to bring it back up to meet the others all the way on the surface. I hope that makes sense. And sometimes that ocean might be polluted and sometimes the waves are going to be rocking, but if you truly learn to swim, when you truly learn to make your home there and ride the waves, you'll be able to understand yourself and your patterns and your experiences, your likes and your dislikes and feelings, and in turn be able to find that connection with others. When we understand ourselves, we're able to see it in another person. Maybe not the same situation, but the same human experience, which is feeling, and find those same feelings within ourselves. And that's where true connection emerges and expands. I know I did get a bit carried away at the end there, but I do feel like we can completely take advantage of this lull in our lives and really take the time to rediscover ourselves and who we are without the pressures of family or the confines of schooling. And find new purpose and validation outside of academic achievement. Even though it may not seem like such a big deal on the outside, especially in comparison to our outer achievements, discovering who you are on the inside and taking the time to heal and to connect with ourselves is just as much. This transitional time is a very crucial time in our lives. We can really take advantage of this seemingly down time. If you're thinking, now what, after a major life event has ended, now what is the time to reflect? Now is the time to discover ourselves. Now is the time to rest. It's going to be okay. You don't have to have it all figured out now. You don't need to be achieving everything you desire now. I guarantee you that no one you know has it all figured out. We are all figuring this shit out together. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a review and share it with someone who might need to hear these words right now. Thank you guys for letting me be a bit more candid today and follow my own flow of inspiration. Let me know what your guys' thoughts are on the transitional phases in our lives. And I'd love to know what you're all up to post-grad as well, if that's you, because I'm also in my post-grad days and we can kind of share the pain together. You can follow this podcast at femmefatale.podcast on Instagram, as well as my personal account, which is lauren.kuiper on Instagram. I also linked it in the show notes. Thank you all for being so incredibly lovely. Have a great day or night. Take care of yourself. Be safe. All right, I'll see you guys later. Bye.